Marsha and the Positrons from Energetic right here on the Children's Hour. Counting on My Brain is the name of that song. There's so much more to learn about the brain, and you can dig in deeper by going to childrenshour.org and look for this episode called The Brain, where we have a learning guide that meets and cites educational content standards to use in the classroom, or just to learn more and do the activities and get into your brain even more. Coming up, we're going to learn why the insult bird brain is not a very good insult, because birds, it turns out, are really smart. That's not surprising, is it? This next one is from Noodle Loaf. It's called Different Brains from Echo Songs Volume 2. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
Different brains in different heads, with different eyes for seeing different friends. With different brains but similar smiles, our different brains give us each our own style. Billy has a busy brain, a million thoughts to ponder. Carla has a quiet brain, and it loves to wander. Lily likes noises, she likes to feel them in her bones. Quinn needs quiet, Zoe wears headphones. Different brains in different heads, with different eyes for seeing different friends. With different brains but similar smiles, our different brains give us each our own style. Nora needs to do a thing the same way every time. Max likes to mix it up, it makes him feel so fine. Liv will look you in the eyes, tell you how she feels. Ricky rocks back and forth until it feels chill. Different brains, different heads, with different eyes for seeing different friends. Beautiful friends. Leo's never really sure how to make a new friend. His brain kind of freezes up when he goes up to them. So if you see Leo and he isn't sure what to say, reach out your hand to him and ask him what he wants to play. Leo, do you wanna play? Seeing different friends with different brains but similar smiles, our different brains give us each our own style. 'Cause you gotta have style.
This is Bird Note. It's time to retire the insult bird brain. Many birds, especially jays, crows, and parrots, are remarkably clever, capable of problem solving, and even using simple tools. And in recent years, we've gained a better understanding of how they can be so smart. In humans and other mammals, intelligence is seated in the neocortex, the large, rounded mass of neurons that gives our brains their distinctive shape. The neocortex is organized in vertical columns and horizontal layers of neurons. Birds lack a neocortex. Their forebrains were thought to be entirely organized into simple clusters of neurons. But when scientists took a closer look at a structure in birds' brains called the dorsal ventricular ridge, they found similarities to the neocortex at the cellular level. Specialized microscopes revealed that the ridge has neurons in layers and columns, different circuitry from the rest of a bird's brain, and similar to the structures in the neocortex. This physical basis for intelligence helps us understand birds and their behaviors, and it's a good reason to stop using bird brain as a put-down. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Never alone.
That's Lucy Kalantari and the Jazz Cats, and before that, Marco Polo with Big Brains. We've been learning about the brain today on the Children's Hour, and we've got links in our playlist and so much more posted at childrenshour.org. Look for the brain. You can also subscribe to our podcasts and hear the shows on demand. We're going to go out with one more. This is Paul Sanchez. I'm Katie Stone. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
I would while away the hours conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel any riddle of any individual in trouble or in pain. With the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thunk before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-derry if I only had a brain.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli, Daniel Lentz, and Bird Note. Amber Scheel writes our learning guides. You can find this one at childrenshour.org. Look for the brain.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.